from KQED.
Let's stay with that PPIC poll because it shows just a quarter of Californians approve of the proposed border wall with Mexico. But that wall appears to be a lot more popular with the hundreds of California vendors looking to help build it. Here's KQED's Tara Seiler.
You might think the companies interested in building a border wall would be mostly construction contractors, but you'd be wrong.
We do artificial intelligence software, and we essentially look for patterns, our software does, in massive amounts of data.
Liz Durr is co-founder of Simularity, a small East Bay business. She says their software can analyze all kinds of data, like imagery from satellites and drones. She brings up a video on her laptop to show me how their software could be useful along the border.
In minutes, it learned what the normal vibrations were, and without connectivity to any hub, cloud, or network.
Our technology can tell the difference between a four-legged coyote and a two-legged coyote that is, you know, smuggling people.
Durr says if the federal government is really going to build a wall, it should be smart about it and build a virtual one.
It's our taxpayer dollars, and it's ridiculous, in my mind, to go build this giant wall for billions of dollars when we can do something better for much less money.
But there are plenty of other companies interested in building a giant concrete wall.
My wall design actually goes underneath the ground, so you can't dig under it.
James Flanagan says his precast concrete slabs could be put up by crane along the border. He runs J.K. Flanagan, a small structural construction company based in San Francisco. He's a strong Trump supporter, critical of what he calls lax immigration enforcement. He says he wants to be involved in building the wall to be part of history.
So 10, 20 years down the road, you can say, hey, you know, I was a part of that. I mean, that's where I'm at.
Flanagan is hoping one of the big construction companies that have a better chance of landing a contract for the wall will sub a little piece out to him. He's among more than 700 vendors vying to win some part of this massive project, which could cost more than $20 billion. They've all signed up on the Federal Business Opportunities website. That's where companies go in search of government contracts.
I've been doing this for 30 years, and this is a very long list.
Carolyn Shear lives near Oakland, and she helps companies write proposals for federal contracts. She signed up on the website, even though she says she doesn't approve of Trump's wall.
If he's serious and if he's actually going to try and build this thing, that's going to be an immense amount of work, and you sort of have to be an idiot not to at least put yourself on the list.
And if they make the first cut, they'll have to work fast. Proposals are due by next Wednesday. Those selected will then have to build mock-up walls in San Diego. For the California Report, I'm Tara Seiler.